For the celebration of the appearance day of Sri Krishna, we are discussing on Lord Krishna's appearance. Already few classes have already taken place, so I don't know what has been discussed already, but today I will just discuss few technical points. As usually every year I speak about the appearance, the philosophy behind the appearance of Lord Krishna. So in this regard, we will read one verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, then we will discuss. The verse is from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 1, Text 23, and the subject matter is the advent of Lord Krishna. Introduction. Om Namah Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namah Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namah Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Vasudeva Grihe Saksha Bhagavan Purusha Para Janishyate Tat Priyartham Sambhavantu Surastriya. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, who has full potency, will personally appear as the son of Vasudeva. Therefore, all the wives of the demigods should also appear in order to satisfy him. In Bhagavad Gita, Chapter 4, Text 9, the Lord says, Tyakta deham punarjanma naiti mameti. After giving up the material body, the devotee of the Lord returns home back to Godhead. This means that the devotee is first transferred to a particular universe where the Lord is at that time staying to exhibit his pastimes. There are innumerable universes, and the Lord is appearing in one of these universes at every moment. Therefore, his pastimes are called Nitya Leela, eternal pastimes. The Lord's appearance as a child in the house of Devaki takes place continuously in one universe after another. Therefore, the devotee is first transferred to that particular universe where the pastimes of the Lord are current. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, even if a devotee does not complete the course of devotional service, he enjoys the happiness of the heavenly planets where the most pious people dwell, and then takes birth in the house of a Suchi or Srimana, a pious Brahman or a wealthy Vaishya. Suchi nam Srimatang Gehe Yoga Vrasta Abhijayate. Thus, a pure devotee, even if unable to execute devotional service completely, is transferred to the upper planetary system where pious people reside. For there, if his devotional service is complete, such a devotee is transferred to the place where the Lord's pastimes are going on. Herein it is said, Sambhavanta Surastriya, Surastri, the woman of the heavenly planets, where thus the women of the heavenly planets were thus ordered to appear in the Yadu dynasty in Vrindavan to enrich the pastimes of Lord Krishna. The Surastri, when further trained to live with Krishna, would be transferred to the original Golok Vrindavan. During Lord Krishna's pastimes within this world, the Surastri were to appear in different ways in different families to give pleasure to the Lord, just so that they would be fully trained before going to the eternal Golok Vrindavan. With the association of Lord Krishna, either at Dwarakapuri, Mathurapuri or Vrindavan, they would certainly return home back to Godhead. Among the Surastris, the women of the heavenly planets, there are many devotees, such as mother of the Upendra incarnation of Krishna. It was such devoted women who were called for in this connection. Thus is the end of the purport by Srila Prabhupada. This verse says, Vasudeva Griha Sakshat. But devotees are acquainted with Vasudeva. So everybody reading this verse, Vasudeva Griha Sakshat. It's not Vasudeva Griha Sakshat. It's Vasudeva. In the house of Vasudeva, Sakshat Hari, Bhagavan Purusha Para, who has appeared. This word Vasudeva is very interesting. The Vasudev and Devaki, the father and mother of Krishna, we see the both name, the Deva word is used, Vasudeva and Devaki. So what Deva means? Deva means the Supreme Personality of Godhead Bhagavan. So Vasudeva, Vasudeva means where Deva, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasu means to reside. The residing place, the residence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna, who is residing within the heart of Vasudeva. That's why his name is known as Vasudeva. And because Krishna comes from Vasudeva, he is known as Vasudeva. Just like Ramchandra coming from Dasaratha, he is known as Dasarathi. The same way Krishna coming from Vasudeva, he is known as Vasudeva. So who is coming from whom? Vasudeva coming from Krishna or Krishna coming from Vasudeva? How to determine that? The first is egg or first is the hen. If no egg, how hen will come? If hen is not there, how egg will come? So this is a great puzzle for materialistic people. The materialistic calculation, they can't understand. The seed is first or the tree is the first. So that's why, but in spiritual explanation, it's very obvious how both is possible. Vasudev is coming from Krishna and Krishna is coming from Vasudev. That's why his name is Vasudeva. So Krishna coming from Vasudeva, his father, so his name is Vasudeva. So why his name, why Vasudeva, why his father name is Vasudeva? His name is Vasudeva because Bhagavatam explains, Sattam Visuddham Vasudeva Sabditam. So what is the meaning of Vasudeva? Sattam Visuddham Vasudeva Sabditam. The meaning of Vasudev is Vishuddha Sattva. We know Rajagun, Tamagun, Sattagun. And there is another quality that is beyond three modes of material nature, that is Vishuddha Sattva. And what is the business of this quality, Vishuddha Sattva? The business of this special quality is Puman Apavrita. That Apavrita or Anavrita uncovers the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The quality, that's why the name of father of Krishna is known as Vasudeva. The Vasudeva means from whose heart Puman Apavrita Anavrita, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is always covered, Nahang Prakasa Sarvasya Yogamaya Samavritam, that I am revealed, I am covered by Yogamaya. So, the Vasudeva Tattva is a special Tattva. The meaning of Vasudeva is Shuddha Sattva. And Shuddha Sattva level, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he manifests. So he is Vasudeva. Every devotee can become Vasudeva. As long as our heart is covered, our consciousness is covered, three modes of material nature, the manifestations of the three modes of material nature is lust or ignorance. as long as our heart is covered with this, we cannot see Krishna. So as soon as the heart will be uncovered, or the three modes of material nature will be removed, we will be elevated to the platform of Shuddha Satya or Vasudev platform. The Purana explains Vasudev as a tattva which is known as Vasudeva platform, the platform of Shuddha Satya. What is Shuddha Satya in English? Pure goodness. Platform of pure goodness. So, what is this platform of pure goodness? The Vasudeva. Krishna coming from Vasudeva, his name is Vasudeva. And Vasudeva also coming from Krishna. As I have explained previous years, that Vasudeva, Devaki, Nanda, Yashoda, they are the transformation of Sandhini Shakti, special potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As all of you know, here in material world, we do all our activities by Tamagun, Rajagun, Sattagun. But Supreme Personality of Godhead, all his activities are conducted by also three potencies, that is Hladini Shakti, Sandhini Shakti and Samit Shakti. The Hladini Shakti means that potency which gives pleasure to Krishna, and that potency is there within Krishna. These three potencies, they are known as Chit Shakti or Swarup Shakti. Why Swarup Shakti? Because these potencies are there within Krishna. Like we don't have Swarup Shakti, we always take help of other potencies. But Krishna being the Param Brahma Atmaram, so he cannot take help from others. He has to help himself. That's all his potency are within himself, that's why it is known as Swarup Shakti. So he is not depending upon others. Though apparently it looks like he is appearing as a small boy, Krishna is so much depending upon Nanda, Yashoda, Devaki, Vasudev. But actually he is not depending upon others, because Nanda, Yashoda, Vasudev, Devaki, they are his Swarup Shakti. He is helping himself. So in this way, the Swarup Shaktis are there in Krishna in two ways. As a Murta and Amurta. Amurta means unmanifested. That's like he is Aladdin Shakti. Is there within Krishna, which is eternally giving pleasure to Krishna. That is Amurta. And when that Aladdin Shakti Krishna desires, so according to following the desire of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that Aladdin Shakti will manifest, take a form, the personification of Aladdin Shakti, or the transformation of Aladdin Shakti, that is Srimati Radharani. So that means Radharani is coming from Krishna. In the same way, personification or transformation of Sandhini Shakti. Sandhini Shakti means the ever existential potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, by help of which potency he is existing eternally. Or another way, it is known as Dharana Shakti. Dharana Shakti means one which is holding Krishna. So who is holding Krishna? Father, mother holding Krishna. Mother Yashoda has to carry within her womb Krishna. Devaki has to carry. So not any ordinary lady can carry the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Not any ordinary lady by doing tapasya, yoga, sadhana can be elevated up to a level where she will be so much potential she can carry the Supreme Personality of Godhead in her womb. No one can become father, mother of Krishna. So this special potency, Sandhini Shakti, so Vasudev Devaki, that Sandhini Shakti, which are coming from Krishna, so in this way both are possible. Vasudev and Krishna, Vasudev coming from Krishna, and Krishna also coming from Vasudev. So very clear to understand. So in material way, one cannot understand how this thing happens. That's why they go on, tree comes first or seeds comes first. But spiritual point of view, we can very easily understand how Vasudev is coming from Krishna and Krishna also coming from Vasudev. So this appearance subject matter is very puzzling, not to the people in general. Even if great jnanis and yogis, they also become very puzzled on the specific subject matter of appearance of Param Brahma. Very confusing subject matter. That is because Veda does not explain much about appearance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Veda does not explain much Sambhavami Yuge Yuge. So as a result of this, many people are bewildered when Krishna appears. There is one fellow, Muslim fellow, Zakir Naik, Mumbai. He has done PhD, doctorate. He is very famous. He has his own TV channel. So he gives lecture, 40,000-50,000 people they come to listen, Hindu, Muslim, and all over the world they broadcast this. What he is doing, he keeps Veda, Vedanta, all Puranas in front of him. And he explains to people that how God has no form, how deity worship is bogus, everything we do on the basis of Veda, he explains very nicely. So Veda thus bewilders to people. Scriptures bewilders to the people. That is what one Bhanu Maharaj is telling. Veda reveals Param Brahma, same time Veda hides also Param Brahma. And specially, I have told before, when we get the idea of Param Brahma as Nirakar, the formless aspect of the absolute truth, it is very easy to digest, very easy to accept. Something Nirakar, okay, there is no dispute, no doubt, just accept it. Param Brahma means something must be special. We all have akar. Form means he must have no form. Very easy for people to accept. So Shankaracharya came to preach God has no, this formless aspect of Param Brahma, but there is nothing to preach. The whole world thinks like that. God has no form, Nirakar. It's very easy. Or then Vaishnava Acharyas, Ramanuja Acharya, the concept of Vishnu, who is residing in Vaikuntha, if some people, due to good fortune, they can understand the Param Brahma has a form, and they will accept easily the Vishnu as Param Brahma in Vaikuntha, something extraordinary, who has four arms, blue body, or Vishnu sleeping in milk ocean on the big serpent, something big, you have to talk something big about God, then people will accept. But when you talk about Krishna taking birth as son of Vasudeva and Devaki, Vasudeva scared, Kansa will kill, taking to Nanda's house, the way Nanda Yashoda behaving with Krishna, Krishna little boy going outside in dark and there are ghosts, he getting scared and running and grabbing Mother Yashoda, or Mother Yashoda running behind Krishna with a stick to beat him. When all these things the people they hear, they get indigestion. They cannot accept this. What is this going on? Param Brahma appearing as Ramchandra and is banished to the forest. And he's going to the forest to live with his wife and brother. And wife is stolen by Ravan. And Valmiki Raman clearly states the state of Ramchandra. When Sita is stolen by Ravana, what a miserable situation he's going through, what a lamentation. And he's crying, oh, my wife is stolen by Ravana. Is there any bewildered personality? So this kind of things bewilders. But I was telling that the activities of Supreme Personality of Godhead bewilders people, so they can't understand. That's why, of course, Bhagavatam states Mujjanti Jatasuraya. The activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is so astonishing that even if great demigods and central personalities, they get also bewildered. So before, this is what the Vasudeva and how people are getting bewildered also. So before I go to discuss about the appearance of Krishna, I'll just explain something Prabhupada has mentioned here in his purport, that how Krishna's pastime is eternal. One point I should tell to you, that why, what to speak of Muslims being Hindus, they also believe God has no form. As I said in Veda, hardly explains God has form. Veda hardly anywhere will find God has form, very few places you may find. Same thing, Veda, hardly you will find anything about bhakti. Few, 2-3 verses maybe you can find in Shruti. All, everything else, 96% about Karmakanda and 4% about Jnanakanda. Hardly anything you will find, but God has form. About the devotion, bhakti, bhakti yanam darsayati, few verses are there like that in Shruti. So it becomes very difficult. The Hindu leaders, jnani, yogis, so they come to conclusion, oh, God has no form. Especially the word which states in Vedic literature refers to aja. Aja means one who never takes birth. So everybody refers to that. The Shruti Shastra clearly mentions the Parambrahma is aja. He never takes birth. If Krishna has taken birth, Ramachandra has taken birth, then how they can become Parambrahma? And it's very easy to be convinced also. But Prabhupada, he has clarified this point. What does this aja means? Prabhupada saying Shruti states aja means he never takes birth. That refers to the spiritual world. In spiritual world, in Golok Vrindavan, there is never a day that Krishna was not existing or he took birth there. So the aja word in Vedic literature used, that is when spiritual world, Krishna never takes birth there. Eternally his father, mother there, and he is also there. So they are just enjoying the parental loving relationship, that's all. Nanda, Yashoda, Devaki, Vasudev, they never become father, mother of Krishna in Golok Vrindavan. That one day they gave birth to Krishna. They never gave birth to Krishna in Golok Vrindavan. But this is just a parental loving relationship. They are enjoying from time immemorial. Of course, there is no influence of time in spiritual world. Just like in Vaikuntha, there is never a day that Lakshmi Devi was somebody's daughter, Vishnu was somebody's daughter, then their parents, they got together, then that discussion of my son will marry to your daughter, then good tithi was found, then marriage ceremony took place, then Lakshmi and Narayan, they become husband and wife. Have you heard any time this thing happened in Vaikuntha? Never it happens in Vaikuntha. So here this happens. Here happens, Jagannath, every year he goes to marry Lakshmi Devi. The celebration takes place. Here we know from Samudra Manthan, Lakshmi Devi appeared and she was offered to Vishnu to marry. But in Vaikuntha there is never a marriage ceremony of Lakshmi and Narayan. There is no marriage ceremony of Lakshmi and Narayan in Vaikuntha. In Golok Vrindavan, there is no birthday ceremony of Krishna. There is no Janmashtami in Golok Vrindavan. We are fortunate, we have one extra festival here. In Golok Vrindavan, Ras Lila, Jalan Jatra, everything is there. But one festival they miss, that is Janmashtami festival. That's why when Krishna plans to come to material world, many Golok Vrindavan Vasis, they stand in line, whose term will be this time? so that they can come to Bhauma Leela, so they can see, experience the birthday pastime or Janmashtami festival of Lord Krishna. So we are more fortunate. We are more fortunate. So in this way, what I was explaining, in this purport, Prabhupada is saying that how this topic is very important. The appearance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is very important, because just by understanding the transcendental nature of the appearance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, you don't take birth again. Tekta dehaṁ punarjanmam naiti māmeti sarjanaha. He'll come back to me. So it's not, it could not be ordinary subject matter. To understand the transcendental, janma karma samme divyam, the transcendental nature of the appearance and activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That's why our acharyas, they have put so much energy just to explain one verse of Bhagavad Gita, where Krishna has told that ajapisan abhayatma bhutanam ishwarapisan prakritim sang adhistaya sambhavami atmamayaya. That what kind of my appearance is, how I appear. Lord Krishna has cleared this point, clarified that even if I am aja, I have no birth. Aja pishan abhayatma bhutanam ishwara pishan, I am ishwar of all the living entities. Sambhavami atma mayaya. How I appear? I appear by my atma maya, by my self energy, self potency. You see, there are two places the maya word is used. One is naham prakasa sarvasya yoga maya samabritam. Yoga maya, and here is atma maya. The yoga maya is atma maya. Is one potency, internal potency. So that yoga maya, naham prakasa sarvasya yoga maya samabritam. That yoga maya, what is samabritam? Samabritam is samyak abrita. It completely covers. Same yoga maya, sambhavami atma maya, it uncovers. So that is what is appearance is. Our acharyas are explaining, don't think, srujami aham, in Bhagavad Gita Krishna saying, adbhar srujami aham paritranaya sadhunam, not 4.8, tell me the verse. Paritranaya sadhanam vinashaya cha duskritam dharma sansthapanarthaya sambhavami juge juge. No, srujami aham, there is another verse. Jada jada hai dharmasya glani bhavati bharata abhyuthanam adharmasya tadatmanam srujami aham. Srujami aham. Sir, acharyas, they have put so much energy to explain srujami aham. Don't think srujami means creating. He is not creating that form. That form cannot be created. Srijami aham, sambhavami, atma maya means he is unveiling, he is covered or uncovering. Then Bhagavatam also explained, I just explained to you the word of Vasudeva. Puman apabrita, the param brahma become apabrita, abrita apabrita. So this is the business of a special potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So in this way, our acharyas are explaining that how important it is, so much baksha, explanations are there, just to explain each word. What is maya? Ramanujacharya, Madhvacharya, Jiva Goswami, everybody explaining. Sambhavami atma maya. Each acharya giving one meaning of this maya. What is maya? All of us, we know, maya means illusory energy of Krishna. I remember when I was planning to come to Mayapur, so my mother would say, why you want to go to Mayapur? It's all maya. Don't go there. So maya, what is used as maya? But maya has so many different meanings also. The maya which is illusory energy of Krishna, the same thing maya means real knowledge which reveals everything. Atma maya, maya means jnana. Another meaning of maya means jnana. Another meaning of maya means daya, mercy. दया माया. सो कृष्ण कमिंग आत्म माया वी से इन बंगाली दया माया. यू डोंट हैव दया माया, यू से नॉट लाइक दिस दया माया. माया मीन्स ऑल्सो मर्सी. सो मेनी मेनी मीनिंग्स आर गिविंग ऑफ दिस माया. जस्ट टू एक्सप्लेन हाउ इम्पोर्टेंट इट इज टू अंडरस्टैंड द ट्रांसेंडेंटल नेचर ऑफ अपीयरेंस ऑफ द सुप्रीम पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड. सो प्रभुपाद सिंह त्यक्त्वा देहं पुनर्जन्मम नायति माम च अर्जुन. सो देन ही इज एक्सप्लेनिंग अबाउट द इटर्नल, हाउ कृष्णस पास्ट टाइम इज इटर्नल, हाउ इट कैन बी इटर्नल. वी कैन सी ईच एंड एवरी पास्ट टाइम इज इटर्नल, हाउ इट कैन बी इटर्नल. ही इज कमिंग फॉर 125 इयर्स, देन पास्ट टाइम फिनिश. But Prabhupada explaining here, the Lord Krishna's pastime is eternal in this sense. Mother Yashoda binding Krishna in a rope, by a rope. This specific movement, the very movement is binding the rope. A specific pastime is eternally, continuously going on. Or Krishna killing Aghasur. Krishna killing Aghasur, that specific pastime eternally going on. Krishna taking birth from the womb of Mother Yashoda, eternally that is going on. Each and every moment of Krishna's pastime is continuously going on. So how people can understand how continuously it is going on? And Jiva Goswami has explained it's continuously going on in the sense we have unlimited universes. So in this universe, Krishna takes birth in this moment. Next moment, he takes birth in another universe. Next moment, another universe. Next moment, another universe. So in this every moment, his birth pastimes is going on. That is, his pastime is eternal. Krishna having Jhulan Jatra here, or whatever pastime having here. So other Brahmanda, universe, next moment, continuously going on. So Jiva Goswami raising a point, okay, as long as the material cosmic manifestation exists, we accept there are millions, billions, trillions or unlimited Brahmandas. So but this unlimited Brahmandas is known as the material part. All the Brahmandas together called what? Jada Jagat. What do you call in English? Many, many universes together. Many, many planets together is one universe. Many, many universes together is what? Or cosmic manifestation, whatever it is. So when cosmic manifestation is no more there, but as we know, everything comes to existence from Mahavishnu. Then when Mahapralaya takes place, that is known as Prakritic Pralaya, that different kinds of annihilation at the end of Manu's day, annihilation at the end of Manu's lifetime, annihilation at the end of Brahma's day, annihilation at the end of Brahma's lifespan. So that is known as Prakritic Pralaya or Mahapralaya, final annihilation. In that annihilation, all unlimited universes, they enter into Mahavishnu's body. So Jiva Goswami raising a point, okay, as long as the universes are existing, manifested, so Krishna's Bhauma Lila or pastimes in material world is going on. Krishna's pastimes in spiritual world eternally going on. That we understand. His pastimes in spiritual world is eternal. But how can we say his pastime in material world is eternal? Okay, answer to that is his pastime going on in every moment in different universes. But then what happens when there is no universe exists? All universes are within the Mahavishnu's body. So we have to accept the truth at that time the pastime is not taking place. That's why the pastimes in the material world are not the eternal. But Jiva Goswami is saying, no, still it is eternal, because when all the universes at the end of Brahma's lifetime enter into Mahavishnu's body, that time Krishna's Maya Shakti creates a kalpita Brahmanda, so that Krishna's pastimes in Bhauma Leela can continue in kalpita Brahmanda also. In this way, Krishna's pastimes, his Balya Leela, Pogonda Leela, Kaumara Leela, Kaisara Leela, they're all going on, eternally going on. That is what Jiva Goswami is explaining in that way. And just to explain to you, I have written a book in Bangla, of course it is, Sri Krishna Abhirav Rahasya. In this book I have covered all the points that how Paramahama has form or no form. Before we discuss about the appearance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, we have to understand whether he has any form at all to appear or not. If he has no form, how can he appear? So first you have to accept whether he has form or not. So that is the reason among the formless Nirakarvadis, there are two groups. One group, they say God has no form, that's it, end of the world. These are Muslim people, they say. But our Hindu leaders, they say, no, no, yes, that's true, God has no form, but he accepts the form. At least that must they accept. Shankaracharya, they say, by the help of Sattagun. So they accept Krishna, Rama, Narayana. They accept a form. So that's why you have to understand that aspect of the absolute truth. So our Vaishnava Acharyas, they don't agree with anything. They don't agree that Lord is formless, or they don't agree Lord is formless, but by the help of Sattagun, Lord has taken this form. Because if they agree to that, then they will be defeated. Lord's pastimes cannot be eternal if it takes place by the help of Sattagun. So that point has to be established. And when we discuss something among the devotees, it's very easy. Whatever Acharya say, we accept. But when you go to intelligent level of people, they really know all the intricacy of the scriptures. They will not accept Gita, Bhagavat, or Purana so much, unless you speak from Shruti or Veda. And we know it very well. In Veda, Shruti, we are very weak. Very weak, we can't give so much verses. But in Veda Shruti there are some few points which indicates, just like in Manduka Shruti saying, Vidyante Hridayaganti Chidyante Sarvasansaya Kshyante Chasya Karmani Tasmin Dishte Paravare. For one, Bharat is used by seeing that Param Brahma, what will happen to you? Vidyante Hridayaganti Chidyante Sarvasansaya. So like this, I have written this book, that Lord has form. Then Abhirbhav Tattva, what is appearance does mean? What does it mean at all? Appearance, which is bewildering all the great central personalities also. Then, where from he comes? When he comes? Why he comes? That is very another bewildering point also. Because we hear from Bhagavad Gita, why Krishna comes? Paritrane sadhunang vinasa cha duskritang dharma sansthapanarthaya sambhavami juge juge. Three simple answers Krishna has given. That paritrane sadhunang, to deliver the devotees, vinasa cha duskritang, to annihilate the miscreants, and dharma sansthapanarthaya sambhavami juge juge, to re-establish dharma. But our Vaishnava Acharyas, the very nicely explaining, none of these are real reason why Krishna is coming from spiritual world to this Bhauma Leela. So what is the reason? What is Krishna's dham? And what is father, mother? Just I explained to you. In previous lives, Devaki, Vasudeva, Nanda, Jasoda, Krishna, Balaram, then Kansa, all the short Garbhasura, they appeared. So all our acharyas, they have explained all these points. So I have written this book in Bengali. Maybe Alladhin Mataji can translate, so you can read in English sometime. So it's very interesting. So just to tell that about, I was telling about the form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Veda explains that how the Param Brahma, he has the form. And how can we understand that form? In Bhagavatam, Brahma in his prayer, he's explaining, Athapite deva padambujadaya prasad lesano grihita evai janati tattam bhagavat mahimna nasana ekapi chirang vichinna. Three things I'll tell you to conclude my class. But Brahma saying, he deva, athapite deva padambujadaya prasad lesano grihita evai. As long as someone will not has not received the drop of mercy of your lotus feet, Chirang Bichinna, eternally, life after life he will try, he cannot understand you. But just by the drop of a mercy of your lotus feet, Janati Tattvang Bhagavat Mahimna, one will understand your glories, how you descend, how you perform your activities. Seisa Ishwara Tattva Bujhivare Pare, Ishwara Kripale Sahayate Jahare. One who received the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, only he can understand this. That's why Krishna is hidden. Krishna's activity is bewildering. Krishna is hidden. And Krishna is hidden to give importance to this bhakti, to yogamaya. So that's why it has been explained. What is the purpose? Krishna descending. Yogamaya chit shakti Vishuddha Satya Parinati Tar Shakti Loke Dekhaite Ei Rupa Ratana Bhakta Ganer Gudhadhana Prakata Koila Nitya Lila Haite. Prakata Koila Nitya Lila Haite. From the transcendental abode, her eternal pastimes going on, from that place, the special form, Ei Rupa Ratana, the jewel form, jewel form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, which is Bhakta Ganer Gudhadhana, the hidden treasure of the devotees. Only devotees can see him. Pramanjana Churita Bhakti Bilochanana Santa Sadaiva Hidayas Bilakayanti. Without that nobody can see. Until unless somebody's eyes are anointed by Prema Bhakti, so Tar Shakti Loke Dekhaite. That to show the potency of Yogamaya, his internal potency, that Yogamaya Chit Shakti, which is the transformation of Vishuddha Satya, to show his potency, that Supreme Personality of Godhead, he revealed his most hidden form, his jewel-like form, which is the hidden property of his devotee, Bhakta Ganer Gudhadana. So he is manifesting here in this material world. So that's why the Supreme Personality of Godhead cannot be seen like this. He is Nitya Abhyakta, eternally unmanifested. Nitya Abhyakta Api Bhagavan Ichyate Nijasaktitaha. That eternal unmanifested Supreme Param Brahma Ichyate Nijasaktitaha. He appears by his own energy. And that means he is eternally existing and is just manifesting. So that is known as Prakat Leela. The Krishna's pastime is going on eternally. Two kinds of pastimes. One is Aprakat Leela, unmanifested pastimes. One is Prakat Leela, manifested pastimes. Aprakat Leela means eternal pastimes going on in Golok Vrindavan, not visible to our ordinary eyes. But sometimes when Krishna wants, he makes himself visible. So that's Atma Maya. Out of his very merciful, become very merciful when he reveals. So in this way there are many things to understand about the personality of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, for which our acharyas have done so much endeavor to explain to us. So next few days, every day, different devotees will put different where they will explain to you, you will understand more on the subject matter. So I end my class here today. Jaisala Prabhupada ki, Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Gaur Premanande.